Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rockaholics, what is the most memorable gift you have ever received? Or what's the most memorable gift you have given and why? 206-803-ROCK. Sean in Gig Harbor, what did you give to your godfather?
So we knew he was going to have a wake for him before he passed with all the other coworkers that he had in the company. And I made a flower planner for him and we gave it to him at the party. And after he died, and that the godmother to me said it was his favorite thing to look at every single morning he woke up to.
Aww,
that's awesome.
Do you know, does the flower planter still live somewhere today?
It still lives at the house.
Aww, I love that. That's a real feel good story, Sean.
Well, you can never give somebody something that they won't remember. You just have to make sure it won't die.
There you go. I love it.
Much love, Sean. Thanks for the story, man. Some of the texts that we're getting at 206-803-ROCK, some also some real powerful ones. I had a highly influential professor in college, Dr. Tom Kubistan. For Christmas, my wife purchased a book that he had published, communicated with him via email, mailed the book to his house in Nevada, and then had him sign it and personally address it to me. I've never been given a gift so thoughtful. That was the only time I've ever cried receiving a gift.
Wow, that's a lot of moving parts. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to show that text to my wife. Yeah, you need to
step
up the gift game. Another text says, mine actually has something to do with the Seahawks as well. We actually have a few gifts that have to do with the Seahawks. You got to love the love for the team. Said, my dad left me his Steve Largen jersey when he passed away. My dad was smaller than me, so I got on a diet, changed my life around so I could fit into that jersey. I now wear it for every single Seahawks game. Plus, I was battling some health issues because of my obesity. So in a way, my dad's gift saved my life.
Oh, I love that too.
Right?
This is amazing.
Go Hawks.
Rockaholics, you're just touching my heart today.
And it keeps on coming there, Taryn Daly. I'm going to make you cry before this segment's over. Am I?
Maybe.
Okay, I was like getting a little nervous. I'm not really trying to make you cry. Someone texted in and said, gave my son a car when he turned 18, a 1974 Camaro. That was my car. The year that he was born. He still has it and plans on giving it to his kid when he turns 18.
Stop it.
That's pretty cool.
That is rad.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if that continues to go down the line, until we have flying cars, and I guess then it's obsolete.
That's soon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
What about you? Are you a good gift giver?
You know, the one that popped into my mind, I was trying to think of like something that was unique and different. So you remember Forrest, who used to work here at the station?
Yes.
Sadly passed away recently, and I was thinking a lot about him when he passed because he was such a great dude. This guy was the type of dude that would just light up every, and he walks into a room, and he would just light up the room because he was just out there in a fun way. Like, he was just loud, lovable, just one of those good dudes. He was our production guy, and he was very creative, and then he decided to leave us because he wanted to get a better job. I think, where did he end up going? Was it New York, I think?
Definitely far out of state.
Right. So before he left, he was a massive, massive Tool fan. And Tool played the Paramount Theater. And I was at that concert. And I was fortunate enough to sit, like, I think, second row.
Damn.
It was crazy. And Danny Carey was playing, of course, and the drummer. And he threw his drumstick out into the crowd, and I caught it. And it was like one of those moments where, like, everyone's grabbing it, but I would not let go. I had the death grip on it. And everyone's trying to pull it. I'm like, no. And I just yanked it down. I was like, I got this. I didn't know what to do with it. So I shoved it in my pants. No, I didn't. Just held on. I held on to that drumstick the entire show. Because I was afraid, you know. And then when I learned that he was going to leave us and go and take a job elsewhere, I was like, man, I want to give him something that lets him know how much he was, how important he was to all of us. Because he was. So I was like, screw it. I love this drumstick, and I love the story behind it, but this guy loves Tool even more than me. And I remember I was like, hey, man, before you leave, I want to give this to you. And just one drumstick is like, cool. I'm like, it's Danny Carey's from Tool. And he was like, bro. And he was so happy. And, you know, I instantly thought of that when we lost him, because it was just such a devastating news when he passed away. And I was just like, I'm glad that we had that one moment before he left. Like, that was the last time I got to talk to him in person, like, not over Facebook and things
yeah.
like that. And yeah, so that was probably the coolest thing I think I've ever given somebody.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just know, like, this belongs with a different person.
It belongs in his home way more than it does in mine. What about yourself?
So recently, I think it was Father's Day last year, I had a custom, I had a custom leather guitar strap made for Brad. A'Ron Jones, our local
Never
guitar hero.
I'm kidding.
His wife, Amy, she makes custom guitar straps where you can pick out different designs or initials or whatever, and she will adorn the guitar strap. She like pounds the leather
okay.
and makes this super beautiful custom. I think it's called Amy's Love. And she does these beautiful guitar straps. So I had one made for Brad for Father's Day, which made him cry. It had our wedding date on it and a snowflake since we got married in the snow. It had all of his kids' zodiac signs, all three kids' zodiac signs. It had his parents' initials, just a whole bunch of different things that mean a lot to him and to me too. And he cried like a baby.
This is a weird question. When you were getting to it, were you thinking in the back of your mind, like, oh, this is going to make him cry?
I knew it was going to make him cry.
Yeah.
I wasn't setting out to find him a gift to make him cry,
like,
but I knew for sure it was going to make him cry.
You wouldn't be mad at him if he wasn't crying. Like, what the hell, man?
Oh, it's so cool. And his last name is Cash, and it says Cash right down the shoulder. You
nice.
Know, so when he's playing, it just says Cash right there. It's awesome.
That's
and
bad.
Shout out to Amy, because she makes amazing, amazing guitar straps.
Because my wife, on the other hand, I mean, it doesn't take much for her to make me, like, cry. She'll just give me like a card, and she doesn't even need to write anything. And she can just pick the cheesiest card, and I get all watery eyed. She's like, you are too easy when it comes to like sentimental crap. And now forget about it with Tatum. Any gift from her, I'm just like Captain Waterworks.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.